Welcome to Voices of Blessed Sacrament. Each week we break open God's Word and share stories of faith and family, all to help one another recognize and experience the presence of God.
The fifth Sunday of Lent. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Now a man was ill, Lazarus from Bethany, the village of Mary and her sister Martha. Mary was the one who had anointed the Lord with perfumed oil and dried his feet with her hair. It was her brother Lazarus who was ill. So the sisters sent word to Jesus saying, "Master, the one you love is ill." When Jesus heard this, he said, "This illness is not to end in death, but is for the glory of God, that the Son of God may be glorified through it." Now Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus. So when he heard that he was ill, he remained for 2 days in the place where he was. Then, after this, he said to his disciples, "Let us go back to Judea." The disciples said to him, "Rabbi, the Jews were just trying to stone you, and you want to go back there?" Jesus answered, "Are there not 12 hours in a day? If one walks during the day, he does not stumble, because he sees the light of this world. But if one walks at night, he stumbles, because the light is not in him." He said this and then told them, "Our friend Lazarus is asleep, but I am going to awaken him." So the disciples said to him, "Master, if he is asleep, he will be saved." But Jesus was talking about his death, while they thought he meant ordinary sleep. So then Jesus said to them clearly, "Lazarus has died. And I am glad for you that I was not there, that you may believe. Let us go to him." So Thomas, called Didymus, said to his fellow disciples, "Let us also go to die with him." When Jesus arrived, he found that Lazarus had already been in the tomb for 4 days. Now Bethany was near Jerusalem, only about 2 miles away, and many of the Jews had come to Martha and Mary to comfort them about their brother. When Martha heard that Jesus was coming, she went out to meet him, but Mary sat at home. Martha said to Jesus, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. But even now, I know that whatever you ask of God, God will give you." Jesus said to her, "Your brother will rise." Martha said to him, "I know he will rise in the resurrection on the last day." Jesus told her, "I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, even if he dies, will live. And everyone who lives and believes in me will never die. Do you believe this?" She said to him, "Yes, Lord. I have come to believe that you are the Christ, the Son of God, the one who is coming into the world." When she had said this, she went and called her sister Mary secretly, saying, "The teacher is here and is asking for you." As soon as she heard this, she rose quickly and went to him. For Jesus had not yet come into the village, but was still where Martha had met him. So when the Jews who were with her in the house comforting her saw Mary get up quickly and go out, they followed her, presuming that she was going to the tomb to weep there. When Mary came to where Jesus was and saw him, she fell at his feet and said to him, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died." When Jesus saw her weeping, and the Jews who had come with her weeping, he became perturbed and deeply troubled and said, "Where have you laid him?" They said to him, "Sir, come and see." And Jesus wept. So the Jews said, "See how he loved him?" But some of them said, "Could not the one who opened the eyes of the blind man have done something so this man would not have died?" So Jesus, perturbed again, came to the tomb. It was a cave, and a stone lay across it. Jesus said, "Take away the stone." Martha, the dead man's sister, said to him, "Lord, by now there will be a stench. He has been dead for 4 days." Jesus said to her, Did I not tell you that if you believe, you will see the glory of God? So they took away the stone, and Jesus raised his eyes and said, Father, I thank you for hearing me. I know that you always hear me, but because of the crowd here, I have said this, that they may believe that you sent me. And when he had said this, he cried out in a loud voice, Lazarus, come out. The dead man came out, tied hand and foot with burial bands, and his face was wrapped in a cloth. So Jesus said to them, Untie him and let him go. Now many of the Jews who had come to Mary and seen what he had done began to believe in him. Some of you may have heard my podcast where I revealed that we were doing plank exercises during November for Planksgiving in the Faith Formation office. You may have been able to pass that off as an unusual but limited occurrence, but you would be incorrect. I'm ready to admit to you that this is not a typical office setting. There is more. For the new year, we received a tear-off daily calendar that shows national theme days. There are normal-sounding thematic days like popcorn, tortilla chip, cereal day. And there are some that are not, such as plan a solo vacation day or awkward moment day. This past week, we had Barbie day. And for a fun Monday, I brought in my much-loved Barbie fashion doll trunk from the 70s. As I pulled out my selection of Barbie and Ken dolls along with their clothing and accessories for us to laugh and reminisce at, a coworker mentioned that I had resurrected Ken from the past. The Oxford Dictionary lists two meanings for resurrection. Of course, we are referring to the second definition, meaning the revitalization or revival of something. But our gospel reading for this fifth Sunday of Lent was about the first definition, meaning the act or fact of restoring a dead person to life. We have all experienced the loss of a loved one. It's impossible to exist in this fragile human world without encountering death. We all live with an expiration date known only to God. Death is final. Resurrection is not possible for humans to perform on their own power as much as we might wish for it. There are a few resurrection stories in the Bible, but Lazarus is probably the most well-known of them. What I find interesting in studying this account in the Gospel of John is how Lazarus, much like Joseph, the foster father of Jesus, is silent. How did Jesus get to know Lazarus and his sisters? What was their relationship? It must have been a very close one for Mary and Martha to send word to Jesus saying, "The one you love is ill." Yet we aren't giving any more information to understand how the death of this one friend moved Jesus to tears and ultimately led to him raising him from the dead. What can the Bible tell us about Lazarus? He was a man who lived with and supported two sisters. He hosted Jesus and his disciples. He lived in Bethany. He became gravely ill. He was wealthy enough to afford a tomb. These are all the facts that we have. But here's what we can assume because he was human like the rest of us. He had good days. He had bad days. There were times that he acted in a way that lived up to Jewish law, and there are other times where he was a slacker and did not. He may have participated in the local gossip running around Bethany. And since he was a brother with two sisters, he probably had to endure being mothered or having them tag along when he just wanted to be with his friends. And that probably led to a few family disagreements. Whatever Lazarus was like before his death, how much was his life changed after his resurrection? In my mind, I can see either the scene from the Jesus of Nazareth movie or the Chosen series where Jesus calls for Lazarus to come out. The camera shows a body shuffling out, covered in white, jagged pieces of fabric, and even the head's covered in cloth. In John's gospel, Jesus says, "Unbind him and let him go." It's an interesting phrase. Part of it's obvious. He can't move freely or even see until the burial cloths are removed. But I feel it also has another meaning, something that harkens towards the imminent death and resurrection of Jesus. In suffering his passion and dying on the cross, Jesus, unbound us and let us go from our sins. Unbind him, unbind her, and let them go. Lazarus had the physical chance to return his life and respond by changing his actions in thankfulness for what Jesus had done for him. We are also able to change our actions even though we are not experiencing physical resurrection. We're not tied up in our sins, but able to receive mercy and forgiveness through the sacrifice of Jesus. We can step from the tomb of our failings, take a look at what binds us, tear off the burial cloths, take the hand of Jesus, and go forth where he leads to a newly resurrected life.
Let's go into this week ready to recognize and experience the presence of God, and to help others do the same.